Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio here alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. We also have on the line Tom Hegna. We are discussing his new book, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Coach, in the last segment you mentioned Survivor's been on over 20 years and it originally started with $1 million prize.
Yep.
I threw the numbers into the inflation calculator.
There you go.
You want to hear what it would be in today's dollars?
Well, it's not the financial calculator anymore, is it?
No, it is a visionary engine.
All right, that you put in the visionary engine and what'd you get?
All right, 1.775.
So that's what you almost have to be $2 million prize winner now in Survivor to equal what it was when they first started.
Just since it started.
Wow.
Yes, incredible.
Yeah, well, Richard Hatch, we all know him. He was one of the original winners of Survivor, and he did it naked, and then he didn't pay his taxes, so then he ended up in prison. So you never want to take that route.
And then Discovery stole that idea, and now we have naked and afraid.
All sorts of naked and afraid. Well, we don't have a Survivor veteran, but we do have a veteran, a U.S. military veteran, Tom Hegna. He's also the author of a bunch of books, Don't Worry, Retire Happy, my favorite one, PBS special, Don't Worry, Retire Happy, and his brand new book, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, by Tom Hegna. Tom, we just started talking about this on the last segment, but there's three phases of wealth. Let's go over those.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first phase is building wealth. That's who wants to be a millionaire. Then if you have wealth, you better protect it. That's who wants to stay a millionaire. And then in retirement, you want to, you know, distribute it to either you or your family. That's how to live and give like a millionaire. And like I said in the last section, Pete, is that, you know, I spent my whole career on number two and number three, protecting and distributing wealth. This is my first foray into the building wealth, and I'm doing it for young people so that they can build wealth and then they can retire too, you know?
Yeah. Now, when we say young people, how young or old can someone be to still apply these concepts?
Well, I mean, anybody can apply these concepts, but the younger you are, the more effective it's going to be because you have time. And time is the one thing that older people don't have, that young people haven't. And the problem is many young people waste their time. They don't start investing young. I always say it's the money you save in your 20s that will allow you to retire in your 60s. If you don't save any money in your 20s, you're not going to be able to retire in your 60s. You're going to have to wait till you're 70. And I just want people to retire, you know, young and have a great retirement.
Yeah, very, very important because, Albert Einstein identified compound interest as one of the 8 wonders of the world. And there you're hitting right on that because the sooner you can put money away in your favor, the sooner you're going to be able to have that growth and that retirement you deserve. Conversely or inversely, if you, I always get that mixed up, but on the other side, if you owe a lot of money, the compound interest will go against you on credit card debt. For one of the things I see people come in many times with 29% interest on credit cards.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. So there's really three keys to building wealth. Number one, you want to make more money, and we'll talk about that.
Sure.
Number two, you want to spend wiser. And I would say spend less, but at least spend wiser. And number three, you want to put your money into appreciating assets. See, think about it, Coach. Most people put their money into depreciating assets, the car, boats, jet skis, RVs, clothes, computers, iPhones, handbags, shoes. Those are all depreciating assets. They go down in value every single day. Now, we all need some depreciating assets, but that's not where I put the majority of my wealth. So I'm not going to spend a lot of money on things that go down in value. I'm going to put my wealth in places that go up in value. And I think if people just realize that, you know, the dirty little secret, Coach, is that every one of your listeners is going to earn millions of dollars. Even somebody earning $50,000 a year over their career is going to earn somewhere between $3 and $6 million. But if we can get them to $100,000 a year, they're going to earn between $7 and $11 million. If I can get them up to $250,000 a year, they're going to earn $18 to $28 million over their career. And it's a lot easier to save a couple million when you got $28 million coming in than if you got $3 million coming in.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I always tell people, it's not how much you make, it's how much of your money do you keep. And a lot of people don't keep enough. And I'm on record saying that Most Americans could be millionaires except for two simple things. Number one, they spend way too much money on their cars. And number two, they get divorced. So the moral of the story is drive a used car and stick with your first spouse. Now, I say that tongue in cheek, and I'm not telling people who are in an abusive relationship that they shouldn't get divorced. But what I'm saying is divorce can wipe people out. And many people are getting divorced in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and half their retirement fund is gone. Boom. And so, you know, teaching your children that picking their spouse is the most important decision of their life, I think is very important. And the other thing, Coach, the reason I pick on cars is because it is the one thing that most people spend way too much on, putting money into depreciating assets. And I use me as an example. I had a chance to buy a brand new Ford F-150 pickup for $65,000, or I could buy a two-year-old one with 13,000 miles for $30,000. Well, guess what I did? I bought the two-year-old one for $30,000. Now, if I invest that $35,000, and I get 6% interest, that's going to gross to somewhere between $383,000 and $697,000 in retirement. If I can get 8%, it's going to be somewhere between $400 and $1.8 million in retirement. Now, Coach, that's one vehicle. I'm married. I got four kids. I think we probably had 15 or 20 vehicles over our life. You know, I'm just telling you, we were just celebrating our 40th anniversary. Multiply those numbers times 10 or 15 or 20, and all of a sudden you got millions of dollars. And Coach, you see it all the time. People come in your office and the husband and wife, they each have $1,000 a month car payments. They'll never get wealthy. Too many people are trying to look wealthy instead of become wealthy. See, I never cared if people thought what I looked like. I didn't care about that. What I was doing was building wealth. And I want people to really think, do you really care in 30 years? Do you think you'll remember what car you drove 30 years ago? Will you care? Was it brand new or was it 2 years old?
Nope.
I mean, you know, I just think cars are the one thing that if people made different buying decisions, that alone could help them have millions of dollars in retirement.
One word, I penned it years ago, I don't know if people have picked it up, but gratisfaction. And that's what gets people to buy cars. You want that immediate gratitude and satisfaction together. So you go buy a new car, and then we talk about it, get it, maybe you finance it for 5 years, which is 60 months. About 30 months in, you might not even have that car anymore, but you still have what, Thomas? Still got that payment.
Got those payments.
That gratisfaction gets people in trouble. So it's about having a plan first, and the plan is not to blow your money. And did you ever watch Fantasy Island back in the day?
Oh, yeah. The plane.
Boss, you remember, we had the little guy. That's right. And we always thought he was saying the plane, but really they were trying to subliminally tell you to plan. Here's what he said. It said the plan, and people are now picking up on the fact that you really need a plan, and the plan doesn't just involve about having a budget and spending plan. It's knowing why you're spending or not spending what you're spending, and you just gave a great example of that, taking the money you would have blown on a car and instead putting it into your account where now you can buy five cars in the future and pay cash if you let that money build up.
Yeah, and Coach, the thing that people forget, they say, oh, I don't want to save for retirement. That's boring. It's not boring. It's paying for my country club memberships. It's paying for my, I told you we're going on a Mediterranean cruise.
Yep.
Retirement is awesome if you have the right funding for it. And my kids are jealous of us because now we're like kids in a candy store. We're like at summer camp every day. I play golf 4 to 5 days a week. I play pickleball 2 days a week. We're going on cruises. We're having the time of our lives. That's what retirement's about. And that's why it shouldn't be a pain to save for retirement. You should want to save for retirement. You should want to have as great a retirement as you can have. But a lot of people think it's boring or it's you know, oh, that's a waste of my time and money. No, it's not. That's your future life. And I always say the only person that will take care of your older self is your younger self. Let me say that again. The only person that will take care of your older self is your younger self. And I'm so proud of how my younger self took care of little old me.
Well, I talked to a lot of military veterans who were in your same boat, Thomas. They learned how to save and budget like other people didn't because you didn't have much money, but you knew how to appreciate money and put it away because you had long-term goals. And by the way, folks, we're talking to Tom Hegna. He's the author of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What an awesome book. After we get done with the segment, I'm going to talk to Tom. I'm going to order some books from him. So we have some books to give away when you come in, folks, to get your own plan put together. Also, we have these visionary engines on our website where you can map out, what if I didn't spend this $500 on a car? What would it be worth 30 years from now at a certain interest rate? You put in whatever interest rate and see what it is. That's why they call it a visionary engine. Thomas, tell people how they can get the Visionary Engines.
Absolutely. Just head over to visionaryengine.com. That's visionaryengine.com. And we have a host of them there, depending on what your focus is. But one, I think, that pertains to this conversation is what does it take to be a millionaire?
Yeah, that's good. Feeds right into what we're talking about.
It does. We call it the Millionaire Milestone Timer, but it paths out your path to your first million.
Well, Tom Hegner, we talked about earlier. We talked about how you mentioned how financial planning and retirement planning is all about like climbing a mountain, but a lot of people, or more people, die on the way down after climbing a mountain than the way up. So in your book, on chapter 7, you say, where are you on the mountain? I think that's good for people to identify. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of being, when you're young, you're at the bottom of the mountain, you're starting to climb. And then when you retire, when you're right at retirement age, you're at the top of the mountain. But then that money has to last you who knows how long, to 80, 90, 100, 110, we don't know. It's got to get you all the way back down to the mountain. And that's why for young people, you know, one of the things I help young people with is teaching them how to make more money. And I say they should follow the Japanese concept of ikigai. Now, ikigai is an intersection of four circles. So circle number one, you want to write down, what is everything you're good at doing? Circle number two, what do you love to do? Because you might be good at some, but you ain't doing it. That's not a good combination. So you want to know what you're good at. You want to know what you love to do. What does the world need? And what can you get paid to do? And I'll use me as an example. I found my ikigai. People say I'm good at doing this. I like doing it. The world certainly needs what I'm doing, and I get paid to do it. So I found my ikigai. You know, even Abraham Lincoln said, whatever you are, be a good one. So like if you're a plumber, you should want to be the best plumber in the county. If you're a truck driver, you want to have the best safety record, because the best people are the ones to get paid more and promoted well. And I think we've forgotten that, you know, you want to be good at things. Those are the people that get paid. I say there are riches in niches. Find your niche. It will make you rich. So you want to become an expert in something. You want to be able to do something better than anybody else, that if they have a problem, they're calling you because you are the person. Those people make more money. So you want to develop those skills, get some expertise. So let me share with you my secret to success. And I've shared this with all my kids. When you get a job, I want you to go to work early, stay late, and always do more than you're paid to do. Now, people say, well, that's crazy. Why would you do that? Because you will soon become the most valuable worker in that company. You're going to get paid more and promoted faster than your peers who come to work late, leave early, and try to do as little as possible for a paycheck. Now, when I was growing up, all the kids were taught this. I don't think kids today are taught this. In fact, I spoke at a meeting, and one of the people who put this slide up, my secret to success, and they got attacked on Facebook. Oh, that's stupid. I would never do that. I'm not going to give more time to the man. They got to pay me. They want me to work. They got to pay me. And I just told them, I said, see, that's the dime a dozen people. Those are the people that come to work late. They leave early. They do as little as possible for a paycheck. They're the ones not going to get promoted. They're not going to get paid more. You know, this worked for me. It's worked for my kids. And I know it will work for your listeners.
Be the MVE, the most valuable employee.
Yeah.
And folks, you can have the most valuable plan, the MVP. If you call right now, we'll put together for you what we call Coach Pete's Power Plan. It's a 22-step total retirement plan. And yes, it does have the financial fill-up strategy, a monthly check all the way through retirement that you can never outlive. It's in that GPI plan, growth, protection, lifetime income. I want to thank you, Tom Hegner, for visiting today. Folks, if you'd like to get your own plan, though, all you have to do is give us a call. Thomas will tell you how to do that.
Absolutely. The number 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also begin your journey by texting keyword plan to 600-700. That's plan to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.